This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. prosecutors have charged six Russian military intelligence officers in connection with the global computer malware campaign that struck the 2017 French presidential election and the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea, among other targets. Head of the U.S. Justice Department's National Security Division, John Demers, called the cyber campaign the most disruptive and destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. He also said no country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously or irresponsibly as Russia, wantonly causing unprecedented damage to pursue small tactical advantages and to satisfy fits of spite. The U.S. Justice Department said the six hackers, all officers of the Russian military intelligence service known as GRU, targeted government and other entities in the United States, Ukraine, Georgia, and Britain, as well as France and South Korea. The Justice Department had previously indicted the GRU officers with hacking Democratic emails during the 2016 presidential election. The latest charges do not allege election interference on the part of the GRU itself. The six defendants face charges of conspiracy, computer hacking, wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and false registration of a domain name. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday the United States would remove Sudan from its list of state sponsors of terrorism as soon as Khartoum sets aside $335 million it has agreed to pay to American victims of militant attacks and their families. A U.S. official told Reuters that the deal could also set in motion steps by Sudan toward establishing diplomatic relations with Israel, following similar moves by the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism was established in the 1990s.